Well, we were looking for a little light this morning to balance some of the shade, so we thought we'd take a literal approach. Avery O'Hanlon is on the line. If you use Twitter, you might know him better as Grand Old Stretch. Avery, it's cold, it's a bit grim, half the country seems to be sick, but the stretch is back.
It is, yes. Good morning and good Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
And the same to yourself. Tell us about the stretch and about where the idea for this account and for this obsession came from.
So I set up the account about 6 years or so ago. It was intended to show to people how small the stretch grows after the winter solstice, but it started out very quickly as being something that a lot of people latched onto as a bit of hope, as a bit of anticipation for the new spring and the summer and the growing evenings and the activity that will come with the new year.
Mm. Now, the stretch actually begins before the winter solstice. Will you explain?
Yeah, as a result of the way that the Earth travels around the sun every year and the way that the Earth spins on its axis every day, what we have is the stretch, the latest sunrise in the morning happens about a week after the winter solstice, and the earliest sunset in the evening happens a week before the winter solstice. So we calculate the stretch from the 13th of December, which was when the earliest sunrise took place. And on the 14th of December, just past, the Grand Old Stretch started at 2 seconds.
Right, so we've been getting more light in the evenings for more than a fortnight now.
Correct. And now, yesterday, for example, the Grand Old Stretch had grown to 13 minutes and a little bit more since the 13th of December.
Wow, that's quite a difference. I didn't realise it was as much as that. So at the moment
it gets to about 10 minutes on the 1st of January, and on the 31st of January it's already an hour long.
Yeah, so how much extra light then on average do we get every evening at this time of year?
We get round about, now at times we get about 7 seconds additional light every evening. But it grows to a maximum of about 2 minutes additional light in the evening around about late March, early April.
Now, you get a lot of feedback on the Twitter account. What do people send you?
Well, I get a lot of photographs sent to me of the sunsets, and I think many of them are just beautiful photographs. So it's almost a social responsibility, I feel, I have to retweet them, to share them out with everybody else. A lot of people are quite surprised at this fact that the stretch actually starts before the solstice, so there's often a great deal of banter around that. But during the months of January and February, very much it is just delight and hope and anticipation of the growing evenings, and people just loving the new year as they're able to get out and get more active during the day.
Not everybody, though, I gather, likes the stretch. Some people prefer the dark.
I do have quite a diverse followership, all right, and it's brilliant. I enjoy very much dealing with everybody, and some of them are clearly looking forward to the cosy evenings sitting in front of the fire with their woolly socks on rather than the brighter days. So it's great fun in that respect.
Yeah, so these are the same people, presumably, who give out about the heat during the summer and all of that.
Quite possibly, yeah. I'm not tracking that, though.
Strange people. I hope they're enjoying it this morning. I hope it's cold enough for them. Listen, Avery, thank you so much for joining us on the programme. Avery O'Hanlon there, the Grand Old Stretch. 2 minutes to 9.